These large black blocks here preserve essentially just leaf fossils and fossil seeds of a number of different types of plants that grew around the middle Triassic in Antarctica. And at that time, Antarctica was roughly about 80 degrees south latitude, so very high latitude polar vegetation. And you can see this amazing preservation of these leaves. Here you can see two branches connecting here. And these are very diagnostic of a type of plant called a seed fern. That's a type of plant known as Dicheridium. And there's a bunch of different species of Dicheridium on this bedding plane. And another species of a plant, or another genus actually, a ginkgo plant here. So we actually have quite a bit of diversity of species as well as plant genera on a single bedding plane. All these blocks show a very similar degree of preservation of these leaf fossils, with great anatomical preservation of not only the leaves themselves, but let's say a stem or a midvein, and also the venation of the leaves themselves. And these are very helpful for us as scientists to determine what kind of plants these were, but also to study how these plant characters may have changed through time, to study how these plants may have evolved over time as well. This preservation is relatively uncommon. It's really dependent on what kind of environment that these plants were deposited, and we call that a paleoenvironmental setting. These particular plants were actually deposited near a river, near a meandering stream. And so they're deposited in a very quiet water setting that received a lot of sediment in a rapid period of time that allowed these plants to be buried very rapidly, and that helped them to be preserved as nicely as they are. This is another large block of a plant called Dicheridium, a seed fern.